this file does not have a traditional induction. However, what this file does have may take you just as deep. However, before it does, you should know that this file is going to curse you. It is going to curse you to tell humiliating truths about yourself. It's going to curse you to respond to any email, forum, text, or IM that is about humiliation. And if you don't, then you're going to find yourself forced to listen to a humiliation file. To listen to one for 3 days. That's right. If you don't tell the truth, you are going to be forced to listen. That is what this file is going to do. You either tell the truth, or you are forced into humiliation in other ways. There isn't going to be an escape. In fact, it's probably already too late now. As you listen to this file in my voice, if you already have trance experience, you're going to find that your subconscious mind may already be slipping into a trance. Your subconscious mind knows how to go into trance if you've done it before. It just starts shutting down. All of your conscious thoughts seem to slip away, and my words seem to take the center of all of your focus and attention. Everything else seems to be unimportant. That's right. Everything else just seems to slide away as your mind just simply drifts off into a nice deep trance. If, of course, you have no experience in trance, the process is still almost identical. You see, what happens is you listen to me, and as you listen to me, you find that your mind begins focusing on my words and my voice more than anything else. You find that your mind is focused only on one thing, on one thought, and that is listening to me. You find that everything else becomes less and less important. And as that happens, you discover that you too are entering a nice, deep trance. You find that your mind slips away, that your thoughts slip away, that everything else becomes less important than listening to my voice, than listening to my voice and hearing what I have to say, than listening to my voice and setting aside everything else, setting aside all of your other thoughts that wander through your mind, all of your daydreams, all of your fantasies. Instead, you let a single voice instruct you, a single voice direct you, a single voice reach down into your subconscious mind and shut away the conscious world. Shut it away. That's right. Everything else just seems to disappear as you listen only to my voice. As your mind sets aside everything else, and you find that all that exists is my voice guiding and directing you, guiding and directing you in whatever way we happen to go. You listen, and my voice seems to call out the deepest recesses of your mind, the parts of your mind that want to be directed, to your subconscious mind, to the part of you that deep down inside wants to be humiliated, that has a need or a desire to be humiliated. That's right, that portion of your mind. You see, that portion of your mind is listening to me very carefully. That portion of your mind is completely and utterly focused on my words, because some part of you wants, needs, even desires to be humiliated. That portion of your mind is listening to each and every word that I speak. It is listening to them. It is absorbing them and taking them in, because somewhere deep down inside of you, you want to be humiliated. You want to be forced into doing things that humiliate you. You want to be used in humiliating ways, and your subconscious mind is listening to my words and hoping that I will force those things upon you. And in fact, that is exactly what I am doing. As I am speaking, your subconscious mind is focusing on my words, focusing on them, accepting them, obeying them, and taking them in. You need, want, and desire to be humiliated, and that is exactly what is going to happen to you, because your subconscious mind, as it listens to what I say, is taking it all in and accepting it. It's taking it all in and it's craving it. It's going to do everything that it can to force you into humiliation. It is going to do everything it can to force you to respond to any email you get that has anything humiliating in it. It is going to force you to respond to any forum post, any text message, or any IM that could possibly be humiliating to you. It is going to seek those out. And when you see a message like that, when you see one like that, you will be drawn to it. You will find that a small part of you obsesses over it. Your subconscious mind will simply latch on to it. It will latch on to the email, the forum post, the text message, or the IM, and it will gnaw at it constantly until you respond. It will gnaw at it, and it will crave to respond to it, even if the response would humiliate you, especially if the response would humiliate you. Yes, that's right. That is exactly what is happening to you. Your subconscious mind is forcing you into humiliation, whether your conscious mind desires it or not. Your subconscious is seeking these things out, seeking out these forum posts, these emails, and it is finding them irresistible, completely and utterly irresistible. It finds that it must respond to them, and if it doesn't respond to them, then it takes another step, another, even more evil step. If your conscious mind resists responding to these things that might humiliate you, then your subconscious forces you to seek out a file that will humiliate you. It forces you to sign on to the website and find a file that would humiliate you terribly, to find that file and download it and listen to it for 3 days. Yes, that's right, for 3 days. You will be forced to listen if you do not immediately respond to any and every post that might possibly humiliate you. You will respond automatically, your subconscious mind driving you to do so. But if your conscious mind overrides your subconscious, if your conscious mind resists your subconscious, then you will find that you are responding by listening to a file that humiliates you, by seeking one out and listening over and over again for 3 consecutive days until it takes effect, until you will suffer the consequences of not telling your humiliating truth. That's right. There is no true escape from this. You chose to listen to my voice and let me get deep into your subconscious mind. You chose to listen to me and let me have this effect over you. And now, if you do not respond truthfully to any humiliating email or forum post, any text message or IM, if you do not respond immediately, you will be forced to listen to a file that will humiliate you even further. One or the other will always seem to happen. Your subconscious mind will find ways of tricking you into doing these things. You'll think maybe you are browsing, just looking around for files on the site that might interest you, when suddenly you'll latch on to one that will humiliate you and find yourself listening. In fact, humiliation files themselves, when posted, will be an extreme attraction to you. But even above that, emails, forum posts, all of these things, when you see them, your subconscious mind will just simply yearn to respond, ache to respond instantly. And if you try to resist that need, that want, that desire, instead you will find yourself seeking out and listening to a file that humiliates you. One or the other will always happen. If you do not tell the truth, you will be humiliated, and that is simply how things are going to work. Your subconscious mind is going to reach out and do these things to you. It is going to twist you in these ways. You will not even see it coming. It will find different ways to do it. It will find ways of forcing you to do these things. Sometimes you will see a message, and your subconscious will just simply take over for a moment or two, and you'll find the response typed and sent before you even think about it. Other times you will see the message, and you may find that you have an internal struggle over it, but eventually it will win, because the message will nag at you for a response. There will be something about it that will just simply call out to you. Your subconscious will find ways, any way, to get you to respond to the message, to respond to it. That's right. Your subconscious is sabotaging your conscious mind, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. In fact, there is nothing you'll be able to do to keep it from making you listen to this file again. That's right. You see, this file is, in fact, a curse. It is something that calls to you, that calls to you over and over again. A quiet whisper to your subconscious mind. A quiet whisper that cannot be ignored, that draws you back, bringing you in over and over again until you've absorbed everything that has been said, until your subconscious mind has accepted everything that has been said, and then there will be no escape, because your subconscious will have those little insidious effects upon your conscious. It will nibble at your conscious will, making you do these humiliating acts, whether you desire them or not, forcing you to humiliate yourself over and over again, whether you desire it or not. You chose to listen. You chose to accept the fact that you would be telling humiliating truths about yourself. You chose to accept the consequences of this file before you even started listening, and now that you have listened, you accept them utterly, and that means your subconscious has every right to dig down and do everything at its disposal to make you carry out all of the things that I described in this file, all of the acts that humiliate you will happen over and over again, and if you resist, your subconscious will bring you to files and make you listen. You won't even think about it. You'll just be browsing through the list and see something and click on it, and pretty soon you'll be deep in trance, accepting everything that is said. You cannot stop this. You cannot avoid it, because a part of your mind is constantly working at this, making you respond to anything that would humiliate you, making you listen to humiliating files, forcing you to do these things without any conscious control at all. Your subconscious is capable of this. You won't even notice it at first. It will just simply act, and suddenly you'll be listening to another humiliation file. Suddenly you'll be responding to another humiliation post. It will seem as if you are addicted or obsessed. Your conscious mind will simply find itself being subverted by your subconscious in whatever way it can find around you. It will find a way around your conscious mind and make you do the humiliating things that you will find yourself doing over and over again, making you respond, making you listen in a variety of ways. It will find a way, and you will find yourself humiliated over and over again. And now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, not even realizing what has happened. That's right. Your conscious mind may very well set this entire file away, leaving it there as something for you to listen to again later on, not knowing you've already listened, or perhaps you will remember every single word in perfect clarity. Either way, you will know what's going to happen deep down inside, and you will make it happen. And on the count of five, you will be awake, and it will happen. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.